I was hired at Space Astronomy Lab when I was fresh out of a technical college with a degree in computer programming. I think the reason they hired me, actually, was because I could take averages fairly fast in my head. But what I was hired to do was be a limited-term employee, which meant I was not going to be there very long. And I would look at the data as it came in. They would do sample data, and they called it quick look data. And I would look at the numbers on the quick look data. I would take averages, and I would mark them down on a sheet of paper that I would put on the desk next to mine in the control center. And throughout the day, astronomers would come in and look at the quick look data, and they'd determine how the instrument was working and if there was a particular object they wanted to go back and look at if they could. It might be said that it's easier to create team when you're working with NASA because you start off with an acronym and a logo and everything else. But from the day that I started at the lab when I was 19, I was welcomed and I was made to feel part of the unit that was trying to create something. I was in no way knowledgeable about any of the science. I barely could find the Big Dipper in the stars. And yet they brought me in, and when I had questions, took the time and answered them and helped me grow up within the team. Everyone was friendly isn't the right word. Everyone was considerate of the others. I think that's why when you look at the staff that worked at the lab and the scientists that worked at the lab, you'll see that people were there for many years. There wasn't much of a turnover because it was a good place to work because people were creative, people were bright, and people were inclusive. It was a tight-knit group that was easy to be comfortable in.